Bishut Moray Verabotai, with the permission of Hashem, I would like to wish you, all of you, good week. And Be'ezat Hashem, as you know, all these those weeks from Pesach till Shavuot is a preparation for Matan Torah. It's, as you know, every day we count the Omer, we count the 7 weeks, and the 7 weeks, it's as you know, it's like a preparation for to receive the Torah on Shavuot. And last week we learned the parasha of Shmini. Is the parasha of the inauguration of the temple and the desert. That happened by Yom HaShmini Limiluim. That happened the 8th day. That means during 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching the Kohanim how to work in the Mishkan, the Ketoret, you know, the sacrifice, all the work that the Kohen should do in the Beit HaMikdash. And after 7 days, the 8th day, by Yom HaShmini, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, now this is your turn. Today is Hashem, he will reveal it to all the Jews. So today is the day that only you, as you saw, during the 7 days, the Shekhinah did not come. I did all my best that Hashem will appear during the 7 days, but it seemed that Hashem can only appear through your work, through the work that you're going to do. Vayhi b'yom ha'shmini. That means that Aaron HaKohen, he was chosen by Hashem to be the Kohen in the temple. So Moshe said to Aaron, it's you. And you know what it is, Yom HaShmini? It's the 8th. The 8th, it's a special number. It's a number that it's Mema'al Lateva. It's a number that it's like when you say Shabbat, Shabbat is the 7 days. And the number 8, it's always it's very, very holy. There is no, the world was created in 6 days. And the 7 day Hashem rested, and the 8th, it's up there. It's we can, there is no count after 7. The 8th, it's it. That's why when there is a Brit Mila, the Brit Mila is very, very important. The Brit Mila, we do the Brit Mila on the 8 days, because on the 8 days the baby receives the soul, he does the alliance Brit with Hashem. So it's a au-delà du compte, mais ma'ala hishvon, it's above all counting. The number 8 is very, very, very special. That's why when the Hashmonaim, when they decided to listen to this, when the Hashmonaim, after the big miracle of the oil. So really, the question is the famous question of the Beit Yosef is: the Hashmonaim wanted to light the candle, they did not find oil, and it happened that they find one little bottle of oil that it could last only one night. So it was a big miracle that the bottle of oil lasted 8 days. So the question is, why we light the menorah 8 days? The miracle was only for 7 days, because for the first day they had the oil. So there was the oil there. So only this oil, instead of remaining on one night, one day, it remained another 7 days. So we should only do 7 days, not 8 days. Chanukah should be only seven, not eight. And beside this question, I have another question. Usually, the menorah, there is only seven branches in the menorah that we have in the Beit HaMikdash. There is no eight branch, only there is only seven. So the question is, why? And that menorah that the Hashmonaim light on the Beit HaMikdash, it was a menorah with seven branches. So why we fabric a menorah with eight branches and we light eight? So we have two questions here. The one of the Beit Yosef, and my question. The question of Beit Yosef, the miracles was only 7 days, not 8 days. So why we light and 8 days? And my question is, why today we fabric a menorah with eight branches? Why don't fabric a menorah of only seven branches? And if we have to light only seven days, not 8 days. So we have here two questions. And I was thinking that the Hashmonaim, when they saw that kind of miracle, they understood this miracle, it's above nature. It's above natural. I mean, this is not a simple miracle. It was a big miracle. I mean, they were looking all over oil. They did not find any oil in the Beit HaMikdash. And then they find a small bottle. This is already the first miracle. And that bottle was closed, was kosher oil that was not opened by the Greek. Okay. And then this oil, instead of remain on one night, it remained on another 7 days. So for them, it was above. It's a big miracle. That's why the Hashmonaim decided that because it was a big miracle here with that oil, so they decided to do 8 days holidays. The first day, even that it was not a miracle, but because they find it, for them that was a miracle to find it. So when they find it, it's a miracle. Plus the 7 days, so it's 8 days. Because for them it was, that's why they decided to let it on. That every year we do the menorah, we light the menorah every Hanukkah to remember this kind of miracle. And that's why they add another branch. They said, well, because it was a miracle for when we find the oil and then it remained on another 7 days, therefore that we have to light, we have to fabric a special menorah to remember the kind of miracle that Hashem did with us. And as you know, Shemona, it's eight. And the same letters of Shemona, it's Neshama, is the soul. So, and the soul is something helikel wamimal. It's something, it's a part of Hashem, the Neshama. It's an etensel. It's a nitzutz from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for them, this, because this miracle happened to find the oil and to remain on 7 days, it's only to purify it, our Neshama. Shemona Neshama. And the oil, it's Hashemen. So you have Hashemen, Shemona, Neshama, the same letters. So all this to purify our Neshama. So the Hashmonaim decided to let it on, that we fabric a special menorah with eight branches to leave it on during 8 days. So now we see that the number of eight is very, very special. And now you understand. The parasha of last week, when Hashem appeared by Yom HaShmini, the 8 days, why Hashem appeared only the 8 days? Because the 8 days is a special number. Because Hashem appeared from the Shamayim. And there is something incredible. The Torah said, The Torah said, "Vatitze esh milifnei Hashem." The fire came from Hashem. I mean, the language is a little bit special. The Torah, when Aharon HaKohen, when he did all the preparation that Hashem now can appear in the temple, it was a special day. That was Bayom HaShmini, as we explained now. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Moshe, to Aaron, today something is going to happen. Today Hashem is going to appear. From where? Today Hashem is. And all of us, we will see Hashem. There will be something, the Kvod Hashem, the glory, Hashem will appear. We will see something. Can you imagine? All the Jews were exciting. Something is going to happen. Now, this was the temple, really. Moshe Rabbeinu, for 7 days, he teach Aaron. Now Aaron, 8 days, now Aaron, he's preparing. He did all kinds of sacrifice. Everything is ready. Now the sacrifice are here. We need the fire. We need Hashem to appear. And imagine all the Jews were excited, excited, excited. And the Torah said, now, as I told you, that's why now, according to what I explained you, now we understand why Hashem did not appear the first day, the second day, the third day, only the 8 days. Because Hashem is going to appear, it's something above, it's something that, it's not from this world. Because this world was created in 6 days. And Shabbat is the 7 days. There is nothing of eight. Or what it is after seven, eight, it's up there. From up there. This is our home, it's Olam Haba. Is the other world. Now, something is going to appear, something that there is not in this world, something that we never saw before, something special is going to come from up there and it will remain here. That's why today we have no Beit HaMikdash. When we had Beit HaMikdash, we used to see this fire that it was not existed before and it came from up there. And it's never switched off. This fire, before the destruction of the first temple, Yeremiah the prophet, he hid it. This first fire that came from the Shamayim. When Mashiach will come, Eliyahu HaNavi, we will ask him to show us this fire. That was going to be something that otherwise we will tell him, you are not Eliyahu. This is because we Jewish people, we are very, very, we don't believe easily things. So we will ask Eliyahu, show us this fire that came from the Shamayim. And this fire is very, very special. Very special. I don't know. I never saw it, but I believe it's existing somewhere. I don't know where. Yerushalayim. So now you understand that everybody was excited. And the Torah said, Vatetze esh milifnei Hashem. And the fire came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where? I mean, the Torah don't say, Vateret esh min haShamayim, the fire came from the Shamayim. No, the Torah said, the fire came from Hashem. Vatetze esh milifnei Hashem. The fire came from, but where? It came. What does it mean? The Torah should say, Vateret esh min haShamayim. And the fire came from the Shamayim, everybody saw something. No, but here the Torah said, but the fire is like he says something that you see, and the fire comes from that what you see. But Hashem will not see Hashem. So how can you explain? But it's Esh Milifnei Hashem, the fire came from in front of Hashem. From here I understand that Hashem is everywhere. There is nowhere that there is no Hashem. מלכותו בקומה שאלה, ואתה מחי את כולם. Hashem is everywhere. Where there is no empty space from Hashem. Everywhere there is Hashem. From everywhere something can appear, something can happen. The existence of Hashem is everywhere. Near you, in front of you, behind you, when you sleep. So everybody was excited. Something is going to happen now. Hashem is going to appear. So everybody was looking from the Shamayim, and suddenly, whoop, a fire came from nowhere. But because Hashem is everywhere. Hashem is not only up there, Hashem is in front of you, Hashem is behind you, Hashem is left, to your left, to your right. There is, I saw in books, he said, you can do a sin, b'chedre hadarim. You can hide yourself in a safe, wherever you want to hide yourself. Don't think that Hashem doesn't see you. Wherever you are, Hashem will see you. Just to give you an example, you sleep in your room. The mezuzah is outside your room. Your door is closed. Usually, why the mezuzah is not inside your room? Why it's outside? Because Hashem wanted you to think, even that my name is outside, don't think I don't see what you do inside your room. I see everything. This is a mezuzah. This is something very important that you should know. That means from here I understand that way the tzaddikim, they can change the nature. The tzaddikim, look, I want to tell you something. I was in Israel this week, and I heard something incredible. The sister of my father, Sulika, may her soul rest in peace. She was a very old woman when she died last year. She was the daughter of my grandfather, Rabbi Chaim Pinto. And my mother told me 2 days ago that one day she asked her, during the war, when there is missiles, because she lived in Be'er Sheva. And you know, in Be'er Sheva, during the Intifada, 5 years ago, I think, when they used to send missiles, you know, and people used to run to hide themselves in the shoulders. And my mother, she told about your old lady, and where you live, there is no shelter there. So the people used to run, they had only a few seconds to run and to go to the shelter. How did you do? You know what she told her? My aunt to my mother, she told her, every time that I hear the la sirene, I hear, you know, the hazaka, that people have to run, they have only a few seconds to run to hide themselves. All the people of the building, they run. And what I do is, I open the door and I sit on the chair. Because I see my father, Rabbi Chaim Pinto, coming and used to tell me, sit, don't worry, I'm here to take care of you. And then, when everything become normal, Rabbi Chaim Pinto, my father used to tell me, now I'm going to go, you can close the door. I mean, excuse me, I don't know if you believe in this or not. That woman, she's a big tzaddikit. I mean, I believe. You know, imuna pshuta. You know, when a man believes in Hashem, he can see what nobody can see. And he did $3,000. Euro, excuse me. Because I had to give charity to somebody. And I had a big problem. I had to travel. I had to catch a plane. I did not have the money. In that moment, I did not have them. I mean, I could provide them. I called somebody, but it was no time to give €1,000 to somebody that I owe him. And then I had to travel, and I did not know what to do. I said, Hashem, why do that to me? I mean, I did not, and I was a little bit under stress. Bemet, I did not know what to do. On one hand, I was ashamed because I told that man to come, and I forgot, and he came to take his money, and he needed his money. And there was nobody here from where I can ask. So the time that we called somebody and the taxi was out waiting for me outside, I did not know what to do. I said, Hashem, help me. Please, Hashem, you must help me. And suddenly somebody came to the yeshiva. He said to my secretary, "Can I see Rabbi David?" And he told him, "Rabbi David is excited. He's under stress because he has to travel. He cannot see you. Please, only for 1 minute, even half minute." So the secretary couldn't refuse him, and he came to my office. He told me, and I was standing, I was lost. I didn't know what to do. The taxi was outside. The man who wanted the money was waiting outside, and this man came again. I didn't know where to put my head, and I was praying to Hashem. So I told the secretary, "Tell him I have no time." But after I said, "Okay, tell him to come just for 1 second," and he came for 1 second. He just came with a big smile. He smiled, but I have to smile as well. I have no choice. And he said, "I just came to say good morning." In my head, I said, "Yes, it's good morning. You're okay, but I have a problem." I was thinking. And he said, "Please, Rabbi, it's a long time I did not give a donation." And he put his hand in his pocket and he took money. I told him, "Please tell me if there is here 3,000 euros. He said, "Well, exactly. I decided outside to give you 3,000 euros. I kissed him. I said to him, "Thank you very much. That's what I needed. You are a big shaliach. You are like Mashiach. You are a messenger of Hashem. Thank you very much." And I kissed him again. And I went outside. I said to the man, "Here's the money. And tell this man thank you." This is Hashem. When you believe in Hashem, God will open you the doors. I mean, when you believe in Hashem, listen to this. When you believe on Hashem, Emuna, Shemuna. Shnei Shama. When you believe in Hashem, you bring a special bracha from up there, from the Shamayim. Because up there it's above count. Up there, this world, we have only from 1 to 7. And odola, from the after the number 7, it's that means you have to be connected with Hashem. That's why we have a neshama. With a neshama, it's our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shamayim. Without the neshama, we have no connection with Hashem. That's why Hashem give us something belong to him. He put on us a light that it's a part of him. Otherwise, there is no connection between us and him. Only through this neshama we have this connection. That way the baby is starts to have this connection with Hashem when we do him the Brit Milah in the 8 days. So now you understand. But it's a esh milifnei Hashem. Hashem, with the Jews, were waiting for this special event happen. Hashem will appear. Hashem will appear. Yes, Hashem can appear even from you, here, in front of you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is everywhere. The number 8, you know, the presence of Hashem, even that Hashem is Mima'ala Teva, Hashem is above nature, is everywhere. It's just we don't see it. Like the Neshama. Neshama is not up there, it's here. The Neshama only go up when the man die, or the Neshama go up when the man sleep. But the presence of Hashem, the number 8, is everywhere. Even that is not part of this world, but it's everywhere. Like when you breathe, you don't see the ear, but it's here, it's existing. I breathe, but when you smell food, you don't see the smell. You only smell, but you don't see. You don't the smell. You don't see it, but you smell. So you understand now. This my aunt. When my aunt she told my mother, "I see my father," and her father passed away 70 years ago. She has this emunah. Tmimut, to be humble. When you believe in Hashem, you see what nobody sees. I mean, when there is a Brit Milah, there is Eliyahu Navi who appear. What you don't see Eliyahu Navi, but it's there. Maybe tzaddikim like the Gaon Mivilna, Baal Shem Tov, there is a lot of stories that they saw Eliyahu Navi, but we don't see Eliyahu Navi. But it's there. It just we have no zechut to say it, but it's there. Now you understand this incroyable. This holy woman that she simply she, when my mother she asked her how what do you do when there is the la sirene when there is a, that there is a la sirene have to run to her shoulder. She said, I don't run because I can't run. I just open the door and I sit and I see my father till it's finished. When the Azaka, Azaka is la sirene. It's like the ambulance. When it's finished, it tells me now I can go, you save. I believe. Because Hashem is everywhere. My friend, this is the parasha of Shmini. And there is a big connection parasha of Shmini and parasha of this week, Tazria. The first Pesukim of this parasha of Tazria, it talk about the baby, the born, the birth of a baby born. If it's a boy, after 8 days, you do the Brit Mila. That means, why 8 days? Because the baby, why not 7 days? Why not eight? Why not nine? Because the number eight, as I told you, is Neshama. That day, the baby boy, he has a special connection to Hashem. There is an alliance that there is going to happen that day. And because of that alliance, so there is a, that's why we do a Seuda. Why we do a Seuda on the day of the Brit Milah? We do a Seuda because this baby, once he does the Brit Milah, is gonna have an alliance, a Brit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a simcha to have the Brit, to have an alliance with Hashem. Usually, when there is two nations who want to do an alliance together, to join, to be together, so they do a celebration. So this is the separation between the Jew and Hashem, the day of the Brit Milah. My friend, I would like just to tell you this. That way, this parasha is after the parasha of Shmini, Tazria, and Shmini. Shmini, Tazria, it's Rashi Tevot Shet. Shet. Shet, it's he is the son of Adam Arison. He was the first normal baby. Because Cain and Hevel, they were not normal. Because the day that Hashem created Adam and Chava, the same day, they did not wait 1 year to have Adam, to have Cain and Hevel. They had Adam and Chava, they had in the same day. So they were not normal. It was more than normal. But Shet, the first baby that Adam Arishon had, it was a normal. It was after 9 months, you know, the day that she was pregnant, it took 9 months. It was a normal. That way, the whole generation, all the humanity. They did not come from Cain and Hevel. Hevel, as you know, he was killed. Cain, all his family, all his generation, they were destroyed in the Mabul. But all that remained is all the generation that came from Shet. And where? From Shet. All the humanity, Jew, no Jew, Arabs, Christian, Japanese, everybody came from Shet. And this is very important that you should know. That Hashem, after a baby born, is born, after 8 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him a special neshama, a special connection. Now, there is Rabbi Yehoshua Pinto, my grandfather, He asked a big question. He said, because of the alliance that Amen, du Vashem, Bayom Hashmini, the eighth day. And because it's so special, why we don't wait for this? It's an alliance. Why it's the father who does the Brit Milah to his son? Why we don't wait till the baby grows and he do the alliance of Hashem? Why the father has to do it after 8 days? And Rabbi Yehoshua Pinto give a beautiful answer. And there is my answer as well. The answer of Rabbi Yehoshua Pinto Alav Hashalom Derif, he said, because when a baby born is born, he needs to be protected. What's going to protect him? Today we know, like the Gemara said, HaTorah Magina Matzuli. The Torah protects you. You do mitzvot, the mitzvot protect you. You do tzedakah, the tzedakah protect you. But this baby, till he will become autonomous, what's going to protect him from, I don't know, from evil eyes, from not to die, from anything? What? I mean, he's not protected. So he's going to be without any spiritual protection till he grows. So that's why Rabbi Yehoshua Pinto said, Hashem, he decided when a baby born is born, the 8th day, you do the Brit Milah, so we receive the Neshama, he will have a special protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu till he grow. When he grow, he become autonomous. Then when he grow, he start to do mitzvot, and then he's protected. But till he grows, what's going to protect him? So the mitzvah that the father do to him, this Brit Milah that the father do to him, this mitzvah is protect him till he grows. It's a beautiful answer. I mean, as you know, this word, as you know, to be Jew, it's not easy. I mean, there is the temptation, there is a lot of things, I don't know. There is always danger. So when you do mitzvot, you are protected. But this baby, till he become autonomous, what's going to protect him? So the Brit Milah. This Brit Milah that the father do to him, he has an alliance with Hashem, and this Brit, this alliance, protect him till he grows. And according to what I said before, this baby born is so important that to have a special connection direct with Hashem. Not to wait too much. Because even that this baby is a baby, but the environment, the tum'ah that there is in the world, it could harm him. So when you do the Brit Milah to him, this Brit Milah protects him. It's like a shelter from missiles, from Yitzhara, till he grows. So good, this baby should be protected. So good, this baby. Now you understand why now you understand why the Brit Milah, anything that it's above natural, it's the tzaddikim, the way they serve Hashem, it's above natural. The more they serve Hashem, the connection to Hashem is stronger and stronger and stronger. You cannot imagine. Like last week, I was the sandak. I should be a sandak of two babies. Last year, I was in Shanghai, and there was a man, Daniel Bijawi, and this man has no children. And we did inauguration of the Sefer Torah in Shanghai, which I donated to the Sephardic community in Shanghai. And then this man came, he said, Rabbi David, can you do me a bracha so I can have, with the zechut of Rabbi Chaim Pinto, that I can have a baby, children? I said, well, I'll give you a bracha, Be'ez Hashem, but I see that you cannot have. I think he has only one. And I said, okay, we do a deal. I give you a good bracha, Be'ezat Hashem, with the zichur of the Sefer Torah. You have a baby, I want to be the sandak. He said, it's a deal. I will be more than happy to give you to be the sandak. Exactly about Hashem. 1 year after, he had a baby. He had two twins. So I was sandak this Sunday. And you know what he told me? Rabbi David, your bracha was so strong. So in less of Hashem give me one, give me two. I was laughing. I told him, you know, it's not my bracha that Hashem gives the children. It's your emuna, because you had big emuna on Hashem. Sometimes a man with his emuna connect himself to Hashem, and Hashem answer him. Because me, what I did, I just give a bracha. I mean, bracha, I give thousands of brachot every day. The most important is emuna, the one who receives the bracha. This emuna. Now you understand why Hashem wants us to have the connection with Him only through the Brit. You know why? Because in the Brit, through the Brit, when there is a relationship with a woman through the Brit, if from the Brit there is descendants. That's why Hashem, He does the Brit, the alliance, only through the Brit. Because the Brit is the source of children. It's from the Brit, the source for the Pro-Urbo. It's from the Brit. So Hashem, He wanted to do the alliance from the origin, from where the world is going to be procreated. That way, Hashem, He goes exactly to the source. It's from here, it's from the Brit, there will be children. If from the Brit, a man will have children. So only from this Brit, there will be Brit Mila. So it's like when a man do the Brit Mila and had an alliance with Hashem. So that means all of the outcome of this man has already an alliance with Hashem. Only if things are done according to the Torah, according to the halacha, that a man married a Jewish woman, and you know, that's why the Brit is only from the source, from this place, from this ever, that from this ever they will give birth, creations. It's so important. And that's why Hashem wanted that we take the orla, this part, it's this impure part of the Brit. By taking this impure part of the Brit, you got it. And there is prayer, there is mitzitza, there is three kinds of things we do with this Brit Milah. First, to cut, then to do the prayer, and then the mohel do mitzitza. It take all the bad blood from there. This is very important. This is the kind of it's like Hashem. The only way that you can do the Brit, an alliance with Hashem, but take Hashem, He created something bad on the Brit, by taking this bad from the Brit. So now you have with the blood, it's like a Brit blood. It's like with this blood, there is an alliance between you and Hashem. And then the mohel, he do the mitzitza, it take over all the bad things. So now the baby is holy, he has a neshama, he has everything. There is nothing bad on him. Look, my friend, the Torah talk about when Abraham, he did the Brit Mila. The question is, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not ask? The first baby born will be only from Yitzhak. Where Hashem, He said to Avraham Abinu that all his all the people that belong to him, all the people that have a connection with him, they should do a Brit Milah. Why? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give this mitzvah of Brit Mila only to Avraham Avinu, to Yitzhak, to Yaakov? Why? All the people that they were with him. You know, my friend, something incredible I want to tell you. That Avraham Avinu was a big tzaddik. All the life of Avraham Avinu, he showed the people how to believe in Hashem. He was a big, big tzaddik, Avraham Avinu. Can you imagine if Hashem will ask from Abraham that he will be the only one to do the Brit Mila? He will be very sad. What about the rest? I want that all the people will have a connection with you, Hashem. I want all the people that I know, they will have a Brit, an alliance with you. Why only me? That was Avraham Avinu. Abraham was a big tzaddik. He didn't want only to be the only one to have a connection with Hashem. He didn't want to be the only one to have an alliance with Hashem. He wants everybody to believe in Hashem. Everybody to have this connection with Hashem. My friend, how much this parasha, it's fabulous. The parasha of Tazria, after the Torah talk about the Brit Mila, about the woman that she's, when she's nida, that she has to go to the mikveh. After that, the Torah talk about the Mishkan. So now we understand the best way that a man could become a Mishkan of Hashem. He could become a man of a house of Hashem. Just please listen to this, and I finish. A man, he is a man. He has a body. What makes in a man that he become not only a body, a house of Hashem, the neshama, the soul? Because this neshama, ve'asuli mishkan v'shachanti b'docham, this neshama become Hashem. He become the owner. He occupied the body of the man. So the house become the house of Hashem. Hashem live in the house. Imagine that. That's why in the parasha, the previous parasha, Parashmini, we talk about the Mishkan and we talk about Hashem who came to the Mishkan. The second parasha talk about this baby born, and then after 8 days he received the alliance, the Neshama from Hashem. Like this Mishkan, after 7 days, the 8 days, he became the Moshe Rabbeinu. During 7 days he creates, he built the Mishkan, and the idea Hashem came to the Mishkan. Fabulous. The man become like Mishkan Me'at, Mikdash Me'at. That means the man, even though today there is no Bet HaMikdash, but each man, every man, he could be a Bet HaMikdash. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the house of Hashem. Like these stories that I told you before, those tzaddikim, the connection, I mean, I told you a story about my aunt. She was a woman. Don't think that only men can be holy people, even women. And how women become holy people? Through keeping Shabbat, keeping Nida, keeping the mitzvot. We had a lot of women that they were prophets. Don't think only men can be a tzaddik. No. Always we see, when you see a big tzaddik, to be a big tzaddik, he needs it. Next to him, there is a woman. When you see a nice fruit, a beautiful fruit, if this beautiful fruit, from where it came, from a tree, that means the tree is healthy, it's a good tree. Otherwise, how this fruit can be good? Always we say, behind a big man, there is a lady, as much bigger than him. If there is Moshe Rabbeinu, there is a woman who supported him, Tzipora. Always, if there is Avraham Avinu, there is Sarah. Yitzhak Avinu, there is Rivka. Yaakov Avinu, Rachel, Leah, Bilhah, Zilpa. You see Yosef, in Egypt, he was a big tzaddik, there is Asnat. Always behind a big man, there is a big woman, maybe bigger than him. Yes. So when we talk about the man that receive this holy part of Hashem, the Neshama, what about woman? The woman, she already received by her father, from her father, when her father he did the Brit Milah, so he gave her the bracha. She received from that Brit Milah the bracha. And besides this, when she will grow and she'll get married and she will keep Nida and Torah mitzvot, so she will renew her alliance with Hashem. I would like to wish you bracha v'atzlacha. God bless you. All the best. And I pray to Hashem that the shalom will come to the world, the Korea, and the Middle East, and Africa, everywhere at Hashem. And I pray to Hashem to protect you and to bring the shalom to the world. Amen.